Hey there, Quajo here, and if you haven't heard my voice, I'm the new host of the Art of Online Business. Quick update on my new offer. I did not expect the initial launch spots to sell out so fast. I'm talking about Facebook Ad Setup to Success, which is one-on-one Facebook ads coaching for the driven course creator from me, three Zoom calls within a month, and unlimited support in between so that you can run your lead generation campaigns, your launch campaigns, your SLO, self-liquidating offer funnels, exactly like I would, getting all my tips and tricks and strategies, plus just unlimited support inside of Slack or Voxer, or one lady's even doing it from inside of Messenger, with screen recordings, Loom recordings, this sort of thing, questions. This is what I'm doing, but all those limited spots at the initial launch price, they are gone. And I just wanted to explain that out of integrity to the people who took those first spots. The price has gone up, and there's one spot, maybe two, if I do some scheduling jujitsu for May. Otherwise, we're booking into June. You can click on the link in the description below to find out more, or you can go to theartofonlinebusiness.com/call if you need that kind of one-on-one Facebook help. All right, back to the episode.
Oh, I don't know. Like, pick some other person. Maybe it's Al Franken. Let's go try that. You know,
Right.
oh no, it's no. And at the end of the day, their machine gun has shot bullets every imaginable direction. They have no ammunition left. They have no money left. They have to borrow money from their friends to, or they're living in their car.
Right.
And they have no idea why it didn't work. And they don't know that they were 10 minutes from triumph.
This is the show where I bring you the best tips, tactics, and strategies for using paid traffic to grow your business on autopilot. You'll also hear what's working and not working right now from the top minds in online marketing so that you can get more leads and sales every day without having to empty your wallet in the process. Now, after the interview today with Perry, I'm going to share details on how you can win a copy of Perry's book, 80/20 Sales and Marketing, The Definitive Guide to Working Less and Making More. Good stuff. All right, here's today's episode. Hey, what's up, everybody? Rick Mulready here, and welcome to episode number 27 of the Art of Paid Traffic podcast. Thanks for hanging out with me today. You're going to be really glad that you did because I've got a killer episode for you today. Perry Marshall, who many refer to as the godfather of PPC, joins me to talk about how to use the 80/20 principle in your sales and marketing. So just recently got back to, got back from, InfusionCon in Phoenix. I was there last week. Really good conference. First time I've been there before, simply because I just moved over to Infusionsoft in October. Really interesting conference. A lot of good, some good speakers there, some good presentations there. Saw my buddy John Lee Dumas from Entrepreneur on Fire give one of the keynotes there, which was a killer presentation, and got to hang out with some really cool people and spend some good time there. So glad to be back, though. I've been traveling quite a bit lately, a lot of conferences lately, so pretty beat up. My allergies, man, are killing me. When I was in Phoenix, it was like 95 degrees there, and everything seemed to have bloomed all at the same time, according to what the locals were saying. Yep, and definitely was feeling that. But anyway, today's episode, really excited because Perry Marshall joins me now. If you're not familiar with Perry and his work, he's one of the pioneers in teaching others how to use Google AdWords. And he wrote the book, The Ultimate Guide to Google AdWords. He's also written books like The Ultimate Guide to Facebook Advertising. And his most recent book is called 80/20 Sales and Marketing, The Definitive Guide to Working Less and Making More. And in fact, this 80/20 book is one of my favorite, more actionable business books. I've read it twice now over the past year and a half or so, and it's a great book. And it's this 80/20 concept and how it pertains to paid traffic that we're going to be talking about today. Now, if you're not familiar with the whole 80/20 principle, it's what's known as Pareto's principle. It states that 80% of your results come from 20% of your input. And it really can be applied to almost everything in your life. But today, Perry's going to break down how to apply this principle specifically in growing your business with paid traffic. So here's what you're going to learn today during my talk with Perry: how to use the 80/20 principle to squeeze more out of your paid traffic, how to use 80-20 to figure out where you should be spending your advertising dollars. We talk about what 80-20 tells you about where to find your customers. Perry shares the concept of racking the shotgun and why this is a concept that you need to understand if you want to increase your paid traffic results. We talk about why Perry pushed a bunch of people away from buying his book on Facebook ads. How do you decide where to focus your energy to get the biggest ROI for your business possible? And Perry breaks down this whole concept of inside of every 80-20 is another 80-20 and then another 80-20 and so on. Real fun conversation with Perry today. All right, let's go hang out with him. All right, Perry Marshall, I'm really excited to have you on the podcast today. Thank you so much for joining me here on The Art of Paid Traffic.
Thank you. It's great to be here, and it's an honor, and we're going to talk about some really fun stuff today. So
We are. Our challenge, as we were just talking about, is going to be keeping this kind of shorter. We have a lot to talk about. You wrote the book on 80-20 marketing. I read the book, 80-20 Sales and Marketing. It's probably one of my favorite business books from last year that I read. And I kind of want to start off with having you sort of define what the concept is of 80-20 Sales and Marketing.
So 80-20 is the 100-year-old Pareto principle, which says that 20% of the stuff that gets done produces 80% of the results. Mm-hmm. And it started with Italian economist who noticed that just pretty much every country he looked at, no matter what their political system, 20% of the people had 80% of the money. And I think a lot of people know that, and a lot of business people have heard that, and they sort of kind of know, oh, yeah, 20% of our customers write us 80% of the checks. But that's about as far as most people take it. Mm-hmm. And it is so much deeper and so much more powerful than that. In fact, I'll just put it this way. In 2003, I had this giant epiphany, like an electrical storm in my brain moment. Okay, that hopefully all of us have a few times in our life, and I suddenly realized that 80-20 was everywhere, and it described almost everything. Mm. And at the time, I had been using Google AdWords for about a year. Google introduced AdWords in early 2002. I started using it almost right away, and it was like, oh my word, this is the coolest thing I have ever seen. I'm not telling anybody about right. this. Right. Like, seriously, for the first year, like, other than a couple of clients and a couple of friends, like, this is my secret fishing hole, man.
Sure, right? Sure.
Well, one thing led to another, and I eventually found myself in the AdWords education business. But there was this period of time where I was just really trying to sort it out and figure it out. And I had this big epiphany about 80-20, which was 80-20 is everywhere. Mm-hmm. I mean, it is absolutely, and I'll get to that in a minute.
Sure.
But I specifically recognize that just about every single thing in AdWords, every button that you press, every data that you collect, any of that, so everything you test, it was all 80-20. And really the way to squeeze the juice out of AdWords was to apply 80-20 to it. And well, I went on. So first of all, Google went on to become the most important development in advertising since television, literally. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And I went on to write the world's best-selling book on internet advertising, specifically my Ultimate Guide to Google AdWords. Yep. And 80-20 was really the engine. And I would teach advanced 80-20 concept to my coaching clients and my more advanced customers, but not really to the masses. But a couple of years ago, I said, you know what? I'm going to do something really crazy. I'm going to put my secret sauce into a book, and I'm really going to explain 80-20 properly, because almost every smart thing that you ever do in marketing is really because of 80-20, and I'm going to really explain that all.
Sure.
And so I did. And so I just want you, want you to kind of see this for what it really is. 80% of the traffic is on 20% of the roads, and 80% of the sap is in 20% of the tree branches, and 80% of the customer service complaints come from 20% of the problems, and 80% of the traffic is on 20% of the websites, and it goes on and on and on. I mean, it's just about like you cannot look out the window without seeing something that's 80-20, but it goes another step further than that inside every 80-20 is another 80-20.
Yeah.
So we could take the top 20% of our customers that write 80% of our purchase orders, and we can ignore the other 80%, but within the top 20%, 80-20 is still true of them. And then that leaves us 4%. I could ignore the rest, and 80-20 is still true. The 4% is true until I'm down to one customer. And so this becomes very powerful because what it actually means is that 50% of all of the effects come from 1% of the causes. And you can tremendously simplify your life by doing an 80-20. And like Planet Perry people, you know, people that read my books and stuff, this is how we call it. We go, well, do an 80-20 on it, which is like, so what's like, what's the stripped down, bare bones root cause underneath the whole thing? Like, what's the man behind the curtain pulling the levers here? We got to get to him. And when you do, your life becomes so much less complicated, and you can start funneling more and more energy into the stuff that works. And it saves you time, it saves you money, it makes Google ads work, it makes Facebook ads work, it makes everything work. And there's nothing better that you could understand a business than really have your brain wrapped around 80-20.
Yeah, so you mentioned, I'm a Facebook ads guy, so let's use that as an example. So we're going to use the 80-20 for exactly how you just described it there. You know, we're starting a new Facebook ads campaign. We want to drive traffic and build our email list and eventually sell, you know, our widget. How are you approaching the Facebook ad campaign from an 80-20 perspective?
Okay, so first of all, 80-20 tells you that wherever you're starting from or whatever you think your customers are, actually 80% of those are the wrong people and only 20% are the right people. Okay? So, and you know, like marketers, especially beginning marketers, they want it to be for everybody. They want to be all things to all people, blah, blah, blah. It's all very well intended, but actually, so like, all right, so let's say that you are doing some political thing and you decide that your ideal customer, your ideal voter for your deal is fans of Barack Obama. Well, the first thing I'm going to tell you is 80-20 is, well, you might be right, except I'll guarantee you that 80% of those Obama fans are not your fans. Yeah. Yep. And you have to, as fast as you can, figure out which ones aren't so that you can narrow it down. Because once you find out what that 20% is, which is usually some other characteristic that you hadn't really thought about, your advertising cost is going to drop 80%. Okay, and you're going to get just as much results. And if you take that 80% and pour it into that concentrated group of the right people, you're going to get like 3 to 5 times more response than you would have. And normally, that's going to be the difference between losing a bunch of money and actually getting something that looks like it's starting to work. And Frank and any experienced advertiser will tell you, well, now is when the real adventure begins, because now you're going to figure out, well, all right, so what's the 20% of the 20% that we really want here? And what's those people? And what do they look like? And what's their sweet spot? And it's usually about 2 layers in that you actually get to the real stuff. And unfortunately, what most people do is they're like, oh, well, that didn't work. Maybe it's not Barack Obama. Let's see. Maybe it's, I don't know. Like, pick some other person. Maybe it's Al Franken. Let's go try that. You know, oh, no. It's no. And at the end of the day, their machine gun has shot bullets every imaginable direction. They have no ammunition left. They have no money left. They have to borrow money from their friends to, you know, to, or they're living in their car. Right. And they have no idea why it didn't work. And they don't know that they were 10 minutes from triumph.
Yes. And is that really where the whole, you know, the concept of paid traffic, where you're just starting out, you're spending money to learn the data and using that data for this concept that you're talking about?
Yes, exactly. And let me tell you a little story. It's my favorite 80-20 story. My friend John Paul Mendoza, at age 17, dropped out of high school in Denver, hitchhiked to Las Vegas, and became a professional gambler. Okay. So like, hey man, look at me, you know, I'm the poker player. And well, after a few weeks, he's like, dang, this is like harder than I thought it was going to be. So he's like, I got to get myself a mentor. So I don't know if he looked up professional gambling ring and the yellow pages or what he did, but you know, he finds this guy that runs a professional gambling ring named Rob, and like, Rob, can you teach me how to do this? John, for a percentage of your winnings, okay, you know, all right. They shake on it. All right, John, you're in. John goes, okay, so how do I win more poker games? And jump in the Jeep, John. We're going for a ride. So they get in the Jeep, and he starts to explain to him. So John, here's how it works. If you're going to win, you need to play with people who are going to lose. And those people are called marks. And marks are people that are dumber than you, and they're going to lose a poker game. And he goes, where do I find marks? And he goes, here, I'll show you. They pull into a parking lot, and they walk into a strip club. And there's women, and there's rock and roll, and there's people drinking, and all this noise and everything in there. They sit down, and Rob pulls a sawed-off shotgun out of his jacket, holds it under the table, opens the chamber, and then he goes, ch-ch-ch, and he racks it under the table. And, you know, and there's people around, you know, there's a few heads that turn like, whoa, what was that? And the club owner comes over, is like, everything okay over here, Rob? And everything's fine, just teaching the lad a lesson. And then he says to John, hey, John, did you see the people who turned their heads when I made that noise? And he's like, yeah. And he goes, don't play poker with them. They're not marks. Okay? Now, that is what we call racking the shotgun. And everything you do in marketing is racking the shotgun. So, I show a Facebook ad to 17,000 people, and 1,100 people click on it. Rack the shotgun. You got 1,000 people who, you know, turned their head, and 16,000 who ignored you. Mm-hmm. Now, here's what most people do. They concentrate on the 16,000 who didn't pay attention.
Yeah.
Okay. Wrong, wrong, wrong. Now you need to narrow it to the 1,000. And then rack the shotgun again and get it down to 100, and then rack it again and get down to 10. And that's probably who your buyers are. Sure. And now you need to really look at. And so the first thing you do is you rack the shotgun, and you understand you're going to spend money just to see who turns their head and who doesn't. And, you know, unfortunately, it's not 2002 anymore. Clicks are not 10 cents usually, right? It's going to actually cost you real money to do that. But you have to do it. And so the first bit of money that you spend on any marketing stuff is almost always education money. But also, you have to recognize that there's shotguns getting racked all the time, all around you, all over the place. And it's a question of whether you're paying attention or not.
Yeah.
Are you paying attention to who's paying attention? And there's all kinds of people doing things all around you, and it's trying to tell you what to do. And so, man, if I could just express this, and if you can understand, you know, probably only 1 or 2% of the people out there are really who you want, and you actually want to figure out who else do you push away.
Okay.
And you literally will do that. And I'll give you a quick example, and then we can wrap this up.
Yeah.
When my Facebook book came out, the first edition, Facebook did not have their act together. They finally did a couple years ago, but they were kind of a disaster for a long time. And we're like, okay, this is super awesome for some people, but for most businesses, this is really a disaster. And we do not want them buying this book. We don't want them reading this book. So what we did, we made a quiz, and it's at isfbforme.com. ISFBFORME is Facebook for me. And you go to that page, and it takes about 60 seconds. You answer 10 questions, click, 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 radio button, and push the button. It gives you a score, and it'll give you a score from 1 to 10. And, you know, if you got an 8 or a 9 or a 10, run, do not walk, do Facebook advertising, learn it, blah, blah, blah. Mm-hmm. If you got less than a 5, like, see if you can get your money back for this book. Like, just go away. Do not do this. And we designed it so that anywhere from half to two-thirds, maybe even 75% of people would literally be pushed away. And that worked. And that's one of the reasons that even that early first edition of the book got good reviews and everything like that. Mm. We've adjusted Smart. The quiz a little bit because Facebook is better than it used to be, but we still push people away. And I got to tell you, I rarely see marketers actively pushing the wrong people away.
Yeah.
Sure. And most of the time when they do, they're faking it.
Yeah.
And you never need to fake this. Like, most people are not your customers. And if you can start by saying, who is not my customer, and especially like who's not that would almost seem to be on the surface but really isn't, you are going to get so much faster. You're going to waste so much less time. It's crazy.
That's such an interesting concept. And I'm glad you brought the rack the shotgun up, because I was going to ask you about that. It's such a cool concept that a lot of people don't think about. And I love how you position it, and because it's so easily understandable. And, you know, I did have one question that came out of that. And we'll finish off with this question here, Perry, is that if you have a, you know, if you've got a certain amount of bandwidth, if you, you know, have limited resources, limited time and energy, how do you decide when it comes to paid traffic here? How do you decide where to focus your energy to get the biggest and the greatest ROI?
Well, you know, there's lots and lots of traffic sources, right? Sure. I mean, there's postcards and there's webinars, and the list is really long. Well, first of all, you can be sure, I don't care what you do, that if there's 20 different traffic sources you could go to, only 2 or 3 or 4 of them are going to really hit the ball out of the park. And the rest of them are just going to be an afterthought. Mm-hmm. And you can't get good at 20 traffic sources. It is not possible. I think you can get good at 2 or 3, and most people should just try to get good at 1. So first of all, know that. Mm-hmm. As far as Facebook and Google are concerned, we also have a quiz at IsAW for me, which is IsAdWords for me, and it will give you a score on Google Search and Google Display Network. But I do have one final thought about that is, calling people on telephone is a source of traffic. Speaking at a seminar is a source of traffic. There's lots of ways. What you do to get traffic needs to be congruent with your personality. I made a quiz, and it's free. It's $37 normally, but in my 80/20 book, there's a free link to go take it for free. And it's called the Marketing DNA Test. Mm-hmm. And basically it's like, well, you know, maybe if you're like a hostage negotiator salesperson, it'll tell you. If you're like an analysis person that sits in a cave and does spreadsheets and that's how you persuade, mm-hmm. it'll tell you. If you're a copywriter, it'll tell you. If you're a video person, it'll tell you. And I, you know, you need to do traffic source that really resonates with you. Google AdWords made sense for me because I was a guy who liked to sit there with a column of numbers and write ads, hide in my cave and not have to talk to anybody. Mm-hmm. And that's great. But you know what? Not everybody's like that. Sure. Some people want to go shake hands and put on a suit, you know, and whatever you do for traffic, it needs to fit you.
Awesome. Awesome. Perry, there, you mentioned a lot of links. Excuse me. Today, we're going to link all the links up in the show notes, especially your book, 80/20 Sales and Marketing. If people want to connect with you online, though, where is the best place for them to do that?
Go to sell8020.com, and that'll introduce you to my 80/20 stuff. And I'd say that's the best place to start. You know, I do a lot of different things, but really 80/20 ties them all together. And, okay. And mastery, run, do not walk. To mastering 80/20 and get that under your belt, and you'll save yourself so much misery.
Yeah, it's a great book. Like I said, I read it last year. I'm actually getting ready to read it again, and I can't recommend it enough. Your email list is also great. You have some great content on there. So encourage everybody listening to not only get the book, but hop on Perry's email list as well. Perry, this has been really, really great. I really appreciate you coming on the show today. Thanks so much.
Rick, you're awesome. Awesome questions. Thank you for having me today.
Absolutely.
Take care.
Hope you got a lot out of this conversation with Perry today, and it really got your brain thinking about how you could be applying the 80/20 principle, not just in your paid traffic efforts, but also in your business and really in your overall life. I know that I'm constantly going back to this 80/20 principle in my business and trying to use it to help me figure out what things that I should be most focusing on in my business, and it's super, super helpful. Now, as I mentioned at the beginning of the show, I'm going to give away two copies of Perry's book, 80/20 Sales and Marketing, The Definitive Guide to Working Less and Making More. And if you'd like to win one, here's what you need to do. Head over to iTunes and leave an honest rating and review for this show. And then just email me to let me know that you've left that rating and review there on iTunes. Now, use the email address support@rickmulready.com, and then I'll select two people at random to win copies of the book, and I will send you copies of the book. It's an amazing book. I've read it, like I said earlier, like twice in the past year or so. It's all highlighted and dog-eared and got tons of notes in there. It really is a great book. So easy peasy way to win a copy for yourself. For all the links that Perry and I discussed today, I've got them all for you over on the show notes page for today's episode, which is at rickmulready.com/27. All right, a lot of fun today. Thank you so much for listening. Really appreciate it. I've got another great episode coming up for you in episode number 28. So until then, keep testing your paid traffic to find out what works for you and your business. And I'll see you in the next episode.
Do you want to avoid the seven biggest mistakes that burn through course creators' ad money? I see these over and over and over again, and I put them together in a mini email series. This is not fluff. Each of the seven mistakes, I also have a recorded video tutorial showing you inside of Facebook Ad Manager how to fix those mistakes. This is good, solid, and it will save you money or help you make more money with your Facebook ads. Click down in the show notes below. You'll see the link, and you can go download it right now for free.